This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of a town in central Washington state mourning a sheriff's deputy killed last night after an attempted traffic stop. It happened in Kittitas, about 2 hours southeast of Seattle. Deputies and police tried to stop the vehicle. The driver took off, but was eventually stopped and got into a shootout with the officers. The deputy and the suspect both killed. President Trump's lawyers asking a federal appeals court to throw out a lawsuit claiming that he illegally profits from his presidency through his D.C. hotel. Maryland's Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch claims the president does violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution every day.
He's getting payments from India, China, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Indonesia, many other countries, and he gets payments through the Trump Post Office Hotel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Forecasters say it could take days or even a couple of weeks for all of the water in Nebraska and Iowa to recede after historic flooding. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence visited some of the most flooded sections of Nebraska.
Our message is this. We're with you, and the American people are going to stand with people across Nebraska, across Iowa, across all of the 8 states that have been impacted by this severe weather and this flooding.
Pence promising to help cut through some of the red tape to get both Nebraska and Iowa federal assistance as quickly as possible. Migrant families being held near the southern border are going to be released by Customs and Border Protection officials, according to a CPB official who says the agency must start releasing migrant families because detention centers are filling up. Some families who were taken into custody in Texas will be given notices to appear in court. Others will be released on their own recognizance. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump says he was never a fan of the late Senator John McCain and, in his words, never will be. Speaking at the White House yesterday, the president defended his expression of his dislike of the Arizona Republican in a series of tweets over the weekend, saying he's still mad that McCain killed the repeal of Obamacare before he died. McCain gave the key vote against the so-called repeal and replace bill on the Senate floor. Trump called it disgraceful and says McCain supported repealing and replacing that health care law for years before he blocked it. President Trump says people are starving and dying in Venezuela. He was hosting Brazil's president at the White House yesterday when he said that it's sad and that tougher sanctions may be imposed on the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. He again criticized Maduro, calling him a puppet of Cuba. Trump says all options are still on the table, though he didn't discuss U.S. military action. And about 70% of fresh produce sold in the U.S. has pesticide residues even after it's washed. The Environmental Working Group releasing its annual analysis of data from the Department of Agriculture claiming strawberries, spinach, and kale had the most pesticide residue. Over 92% of kale tested positive for two or more pesticides. Other foods on the group's Dirty Dozen list include grapes, cherries, apples, tomatoes, and potatoes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you know, we can't do it with 8-second sound bites. This is why we bring on experts to go deep into the subject matter so that you're encouraged and you are enlarged as a result of what's being shared with you. And that hence you are a smarter, activated citizen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Well, let me read this scenario for you, okay? In January, 59-year-old Navy veteran Dennis Tuttle and his wife were suddenly shaken by the sound of their front door being smashed in. Now imagine that you were the Tuttles. What would you do? Well, what happened next left both Tuttle and his wife dead from gunshot wounds, 5 Houston police officers injured. The police had been hoping to find large quantities of heroin in the Tuttle's home. What they came away with, in addition to 2 human beings being shot dead, 5 officers injured, 1 pet dog killed, was a small amount of drugs. Here to talk about it, and he's talked about it many times on the show, and I'm grateful for the commitment that John Whitehead has on behalf of our Constitution. He's a constitutional attorney and author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, fine. I'm doing pretty good. I'm just trying to keep freedom alive and get out there and speak the truth to people and try to get the American people up off their seats and ready to fight for freedom.
This is all hands on deck. I mean, at every turn, especially, I mean, here
we
see the 2020, you know, election already warming up, and some of the things that are being spouted out are just so anti-constitutional. We see what's happening in this 116th Congress and the stuff that's coming out of there. I mean, the Constitution is under attack. I mean, forget about a war on culture, a war on Christians. I mean, the very heart and soul of America is under attack.
Yes, and to be honest with you, I've written in my books, I've written over 30 books, mainly going into history. Where we're headed today is where former countries have gone and have gone down. And listen, when I look at China and I look at Russia, and they're looking at us now, they're wondering what's going to happen next as the debt soars over trillion. And we keep adding to it. I mean, it's just amazing how, and I'm living in Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, our mall is starting to look like it might be closing down now. The stores are going out of business, and these are supposedly thriving communities. And I don't, you know, again, I've talked about this before. The Pentagon put out a video a couple years ago predicting by 2030 they thought this country was going to break down. They were going to institute martial law. So there's an idea in the government, higher up in the government, that this may be true. And I've talked to NSA agents, by the way, former NSA agents. They're telling me, John, it might be time for you to get out of the country.
Right.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I had a friend that did.
People were asking, are you a patriot? How can you talk about America? Well, patriots always challenge our country. What did the people who founded the Constitution do?
Exactly.
They spoke out against what they saw as injustice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wrote a commentary about the bullies. I mean, they went head-to-head with the bullies. And I said, you know, you'd learn what to do with a bully the first day in school in the sandbox in kindergarten. And that is that if you don't stand up to that bully, heaven help you, because you're in their hands for the rest of your educational career. You will be bullied forever. And this is what's happening now at every turn. The Democrats, you know, have empowered even Barack Obama before Trump, and Trump's been trying to, you know, get rid of this, but all these three-letter agencies have been weaponized in such a way that they're against our Constitution. And this is a government of, for, by, we, the people, which puts the point of authority in our hands, not in theirs, but the elites are not going to give it up easy, John.
No, they don't give it easy. Like I say, you talk about the Smithsonian Institution, the IRS, they all have SWAT teams now. They're heavily armed. They have hollow point bullets. And I'm a former veteran, by the way, military officer, infantry officer. Hollow point bullets expand on contact. If they hit you in the arm, they blow your arm off. And you have 175,000 armed federal agents running around. That doesn't count the police, 17,000 police agencies across the United States, which now are armed to the teeth and trained in the worst case scenario. That's why, again, I wrote my article yesterday, my commentary was, don't shoot the dog.
Exactly.
They're shooting the dogs across the country.
Well, they got bullets.
182,000 dogs a year are getting killed by the police. They're not. They're not there being, again, I talk to police officers, older police officers, who tell me, hey, we were trained to be, to peacefully resolve situations. Now the police officers are walking in, they're shooting people through the doors. They're doing knock and talk now in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. An old fellow comes to the door, an 82-year-old guy comes to the door with his pistol in his hand, thinking that maybe burglars, and they shoot him through the window.
Right.
These are the things we're seeing. We never saw this. You go back 20 years ago, you didn't see any of this. It's zoomed so fast.
And it's getting worse, John.
It's getting worse.
Right.
When you have police shooting veterans in their homes now in the middle of the night, an armed SWAT team raising there in the wrong home.
Mm-hmm.
When you see police pulling ladies over now and putting their fingers up their anuses to see if they have drugs and they're not finding any on the side of the road. And I document this in my column. These are all real cases. And these are cars. I mean, they have one case of a lady had several kids, one and 1-year-old and 4-year-old. They actually did it in front of her kids on the side of the road. They thought they smelled marijuana. You know something? They didn't smell marijuana. They were doing an anal search. We're seeing these things, and some of the courts are upholding this stuff.
Yeah, this is amazing, but this is what happened, you know, after 9/11, with the 2001 USA Patriot Act. You know, and it just keeps on gaining more momentum. And meanwhile, as you say, innocent people are being shot. I mean, in some cases, these no-knock raids, John, as you've reported many times, they go to the wrong house.
They don't do the warrant procedure.
Right.
Listen to this. There were 3,000 in the 1980s SWAT team raids where there was high situations where there might have been high violence. Now there are 80,000 annually. They don't knock on the door. 80% of those SWAT team raids are for mere warrant service, where a policeman used to show up and just knock on your door and say, are you the person? They're not doing that anymore. They're doing this, you know, people are, you know, they might not be going to class or something. Someone reports them. If you've heard about these red flag gun laws, a neighbor can now report you and the police come get your guns. And some people are resisting.
Right.
Think about this. Would Thomas Jefferson say, oh, I have some issues. I wrote that the Declaration of Independence. Pretty radical document.
Right. That's right.
He ends up getting shot in the middle of the night. Yeah. That's happening. I mean, veterans are trying to defend their families and their homes and are getting shot.
Well, what's your instinct, John? I mean, you're asleep. You're woken up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's pounding at your door like they're trying to come through. And if you are in a concealed carry state, a Second Amendment state, which I am in Florida, my instinct is I'm gonna get my gun. I'm gonna have my gun with me. I'm not gonna draw it to the ready, but I'm gonna have it very accessible to go in and, you know, find out what's going on. Well, as you said, if they peek through the window and see me with a gun, I'm gone.
You're gone. They will shoot you most likely because they're trained in the worst case scenario. They're not trained to see the American citizen with dignity and treat the American citizen with dignity, and that's a sad case.
No, without a doubt, and it's very dangerous. You know, and the thing is, it's not just civilians that are being murdered and injured. I mean, the police officers, they're putting themselves... You would think that the police union would stand up against this as well, John, and you know, for the protection of the man in blue. Yeah, this is out of control. We're going to pick up the conversation. I want to talk more about, you know, this epidemic of them even killing dogs. This is an article that you just wrote about. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is with us. We've got more coming up at 15 minutes. It's after the top of the hour right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off the radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Our conversation continues with the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead. Off air, we were talking, because John's a constitutional attorney, and I always love it because we're able to talk about, yes, the Constitution, it still works, and I know there is a dynamic tension, or maybe even a war on our constitutional rights, and this is what we have to stand for. If you're going to stand for anything here, and you know how our First Amendment is being obliterated. John, I mentioned in this article I wrote, is that much like Paris, France, and parts of America, we have no-go zones, you know, and the police and first responders understand, hey, boy, that's a dangerous area. But now it's getting to the point to where we have, when it comes to American speech, no-go zones. You know, you can't go there. You can't talk about Muslims. You can't even ask questions. I mean, Judge Jeanine Pirro asked a question, which is one that we ask here all the time, is saying, you know, how do you reconcile the Quran with the U.S. Constitution? How is that compatible? And she asked a basic question, and she's put on timeout.
Yeah, I can't. Free speech right now is being obliterated. The public schools, by the way, are teaching that if one person in a school is offended by something, you can't do it. In this town right now, just recently, a kid went into school with a ball cap on with a one-inch little Confederate flag on his Southern Heritage. He wasn't a racist or anything. He was ordered to take it off. He said, no, I don't think so. My dad said I could wear it. They put him in. They're putting the kids in rooms by themselves where they have to sit all day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's for wearing a hat with a little symbol on it that. And what I'm trying to tell the schools is stop this stuff. Start creating free speech rooms. If someone's offended, pull the kids in, let them debate it, talk it, and then let them go on their way.
And they will.
You know, the thing about tell people about the First Amendment, it's a great teaching tool. It teaches tolerance.
Exactly.
It teaches diversity. What we want now, though, what the schools are pushing is total indoctrination in a particular viewpoint. And that's going to destroy the country because people can't think if they don't debate.
Well, critical thinking's out the door. I mean, this is what's going on. I mean, there's another John.
Saves freedom. Critical thinking saves freedom because people will question the government. I mean, when some guy starts putting his hand up like Adolf Hitler or something and people don't question it and they ask me about it, I'm going to look him in the eye and say, it's your fault. You didn't say anything when it was time.
Exactly. And look what happened in history, John, all the time. It's always a minority of people that do that. I mean, you speak of Germany and Hitler, roughly 10%. 10% of the citizens were involved with the Third Reich and supporting Adolf Hitler. 90% were not. But in order to get along, they went along, and look what happened.
The get-along thing doesn't work. I know. That's why, again, people, you know, how was America founded? It was founded. If you read the Declaration of Independence, by the way, which is not studied in many schools now, public schools, that first opening preamble to it, that's one of the most radical documents you can read. It's saying either governments do their job or we will overthrow them.
Right.
And, you know, again, it's today the way the government's clamping down on people for even saying one word or moving this way or that way, and the way police are entering doors now and people are actually putting up with that. And courts are agreeing now in many cases that police can crash through somebody's door. Oh, it was a mistake. The police officers have qualified immunity, even though they might have shot a dog or injured a kid. And which they do in many instances, by the way.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned about a kid going to school and being put in isolation. I mean, there was even a kid that was, after Ash Wednesday, he's a Catholic. He has ashes on his head. And, you know, of course, that teacher got put on timeout. But still, you know, this is the kind of stuff that is happening in our schools across the country. And you know, you hear of these incidences. And my question is, how many other schools is this happening in?
Oh, it's definitely coming across the board. I talk to students today. Now, listen, law students that come into my intern program, they can't tell me about the First Amendment. One said she, at her constitutional law class at a major university, the constitutional law professor, his first thing he said during the beginning of the course, he said, there's one part of the Constitution we will not be studying this year, the First Amendment. And she said that he didn't even touch on it the whole year.
Why?
He said, I felt robbed. I said, you should feel robbed, one, by that, and then the amount of tuition you're paying, and you don't get a history course on the most important part of the Constitution.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, John, I want to get into particularly your comment. We touched on it a little bit about, don't shoot the dogs, the growing epidemic of cops shooting family dogs. You said a Chihuahua was shot on the street. What happened? Did the Chihuahua steal the police officer's taco or something?
No, it's becoming regular. I mean, shot in San Antonio, a cop shot a Chihuahua standing on the street. There's this idea if they just feel threatened, and, you know, in some courts it said if a dog moves or barks, it's okay. The police have a right to shoot them. That's the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that. So, folks, if you have dogs and you love dogs, watch out. And listen, this is another thing. In 1 out of 5 cases involved police shootings, a family pet, a child is either in the police line of fire or in the immediate area of the shooting. There was a 4-year-old girl who was accidentally shot in the leg after a police officer opened fire on a dog running towards him. He missed and hit the little girl instead. And there was one case where a cop actually executed the dog and then forced the little boy to sit down by the dying, bleeding dog.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Can you imagine?
I'm saying, when some groups are estimating if 182,000 dogs a year are shot by police, and they're shooting a lot of dogs, every kind of dog from Chihuahuas to Jack Russell Terriers, one of my favorite dogs. And like I said,
And you're a trainer. You've trained dogs, so you know better.
Dogs,
right.
Post office is trained to deal with dogs. FedExpress drivers are trained to deal with dogs. The police need to be trained with dogs. And we'll be soon launching a program aimed at trying to nationally get police to step back, stop shooting dogs, because in these cases where they miss and they're hitting a kid, it's time to back up, folks.
Exactly. Well, as I shared with you, one of the things I remember reading about the training modules for post office carriers was they found one major deal is if they acknowledged the dog, what the dogs were upset about when they were walking by was they never acknowledged them. They were like a stranger. It was like stranger danger, the dogs, and they're protecting the property. But when the carriers were trained to acknowledge the dog, guess what? Big change, night and day.
Night and day. But like I say, people should go to my website at Rutherford.org and read my commentary, Don't Shoot the Dogs, because I detail all these crazy cases where police are entering homes again through the SWAT team kind of activity and opening fire, killing dogs. One, they shot a homeowner in the leg. And you know something? And they wounded and investigating, they shot another cop. So they need to put the guns down.
Right, exactly.
the basis of our home is our castle? Well, yes. It ain't true anymore, folks.
No, not at all. Well, and as you say, this idea that officer safety has become the highest priority, that's
citizen
really dangerous.
Safety should be the highest priority because you know why? They work for us. We pay the taxes.
Exactly.
We pay their salaries.
So why has this gotten turned upside down, John?
The courts have allowed it. The police unions will not allow any kind of change. They lobby against everything, any kind of change. And it comes down to training and accountability, and no one's holding anybody accountable. I mean, especially with the dog killings, but with the SWAT teams, 80,000 a year. We've moved into a state of affairs that can we reverse it? I mean, if the American people are not alarmed and listen, people like you talk about it, but do you see it on CNN? Do you see it on Fox News? Do you see the mainstream media talking about it? They're too busy blabbing about some kind of minor issue surrounding President Trump. They're not focusing on some of the most important issues facing our freedoms.
Well, and this is why we're grateful for this show being independent as we are, John, because we have the opportunity to bring, experts like yourself, constitutional attorneys, people with experience that know what's going on out there. Your book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, is a must read, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to understand, the war is on us. It is on the American people because, John, they want us to be compliant. That's what they want.
They want us to follow. Yeah, be compliant. Yeah, exactly. And listen, freedom-loving people are never compliant.
Right. Well, John, how can people get involved and participate with the Rutherford Institute?
Go to our website at Rutherford.org. That's Rutherford.org. And, again, we take on a lot of cases, and I raise money through donations. We're a nonprofit.
Exactly. And hit that donation button, ladies and gentlemen. This is good soil to invest in. you know, for the sake of the on, you know, the next generation that's coming up, your children, your grandchildren. John Whitehead has been our guest, and he is, as I said, the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of a town in central Washington state mourning a sheriff's deputy killed last night after an attempted traffic stop. It happened in Kittitas, about 2 hours southeast of Seattle. Deputies and police tried to stop the vehicle the driver took off, but was eventually stopped and got into a shootout with the officers, the deputy and the suspect both killed. President Trump's lawyers asking a federal appeals court to throw out a lawsuit claiming that he illegally profits from his presidency through his D.C. hotel. Maryland's Democratic Attorney General Brian Frosch claims the president does violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution every day.
He's getting payments from India, China, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Indonesia, many other countries. And he gets payments through the Trump Post Office Hotel.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
And the most interesting man continues to bring up the most interesting topics to advance your understanding of what's happening in your world and your culture. I'm going to read the back cover of our next guest's book. And is conservative in the 21st century America a lost cause, she writes. Today's culture derides and dismisses the traditional time-proven values that made America great. So-called conservative values, which are being consciously undermined at every turn. Truth is attacked and vilified. Sexual harassment is rife among those in power. And cohabitation is replacing marriage as the new norm. Though many mainstream media outlets convince the nation's youth that conservatism amounts to hateful extremism, nothing could be further from the truth. It's more important than ever to articulate the timeless principles of conservatism in compelling, gracious ways that will attract and aspire more Americans. Restoring America's soul reignites the vision and mission of authentic conservatism and offers a fresh and persuasive case for conservative public policy positions on key issues. Conservatism can never be a lost cause because it is, at its core, the timeless effort to champion virtue and conserve goodness, truth, and beauty. The true heart of conservatism is its desire to protect the principles worthy of being kept and to pursue virtue through disciplined self-governance. In Restoring America's Soul, Rita Dunaway, our next guest, refreshingly suggests an enlightened course forward for the thoughtful conservative in contemporary America. Rita Dunaway, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I can't believe I get to talk to the most interesting man in the universe this morning.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, everybody needs something special every day. And you get to be the special one for me too, because Rita, boy, what you have tapped into is a clarion call to counter, you know, what a lot of young people think maybe is cute and it's, you know, it's trendy. So let's talk about socialism. Let's talk about all these things that are against the core values that established the morality and really the true undermining greatness of this country.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really tragic that so few of our young people today seem to really understand the, you know, the moral and the philosophical underpinnings of America and our government. And I talk a lot about, you know, asking the question, what is the purpose of government?
Mm-hmm.
And I meet very few young people who have a good answer or really any answer at all to
right.
that question. What is the role of government in America, and particularly the federal government? What is its purpose? And without knowing and understanding that, yes, there is a definite answer to that question in America, and without knowing and understanding what that answer is, how can we possibly hope to preserve what has made America great?
Without a doubt. You know, Rita, what's very dangerous right now as we enter the 2020, yes, we're already entering the 2020 election cycle, and you hear a lot of rhetoric flying around there. I want the young people to understand that the purpose of government is not to get elected. Okay, please understand that, all right? So put that, you know, set that aside, because a lot that's being put out there are just, you know, traps. It's bait to get you to look away from the real reason. And what you asked, Rita, was a critical question. And this is what we've been encouraging our listeners to do. Critical thought has been abandoned. And with the loss of critical thought and critical questioning, we are injured. We're the less America that we could be. I've just written a commentary on, you know, no-go zones in American speech today. You know, we know about the no-go zones in Paris. There's certain no-go zones here in America today, these enclaves that have been set up, these bastions that first responders and the police know, hey, well, you know, we just stay away from them. But now it has now been included in American speech. You can't ask a question like Jeanine Pirro asked, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And it's a question we've asked here. I'm talking to moderate Muslims and saying, okay, you want to come into the United States and you tell me that I should drop my guard, but yet, you know, you believe in a Quran that says that I should be subjected to you or murdered. And I'm not asking you to tear out any pages of your Quran, with all due respect, and I don't want you to come and tell me to tear out pages out of my Bible. But you've got to convince me, and you've got to convince America that, in fact, you are a religion of peace, which is what you're saying that you are, when we have all these other examples that demonstrate to us that you're not. I mean, in light of what happened, for example, in New Zealand this week, we had 50 Muslims that were murdered in prayer. And it's heartbreaking to see that occur, but the mainstream media doesn't report on the number of Christians that have been murdered. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands, millions of Christians that have been persecuted and murdered around the world today at the very hands of Muslims. So it's, and I'm not trying to get tit for tat here. I'm just trying to keep it in context so that when Representative Tlaib, you know, gets insulted, or Omar gets insulted because people say, hey, you know, I'm not sure about where you're coming from. Help me understand. Is there compatibility with the U.S. Constitution and the Quran? And for that, Judge Jeanine got put on timeout.
Well, and I think your point is exactly right, that we have to be able to ask questions of each other without getting this response of outrage. You know, asking a legitimate, honest question about a policy and where it's going to lead is critical to the production of good policy. You know, and you brought up the issue of socialism, which is so hot right now. I have one column out on this topic from last week on thestream.org, and I'll have another out this week again about this whole issue of socialism. But what about asking this question? Do we really think it is moral for the government to use the power of the state to forcibly take away the wealth of people who have earned and acquired it just because we want to give it to other people who haven't earned it or acquired it? Mm-hmm. Is that moral, or is that really just state-sponsored theft?
Yes.
Those are questions that we have to ask.
Can the government steal?
Yeah. That's what it comes down to. It really is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, back to the original discussion we were having about the role of government, you're right. It's not the role or purpose of government for politicians just to get themselves reelected. And it's not the role of the government to provide for the people's basic material needs. Mm-hmm. That is not the purpose of government. The purpose of government, as we learned from the Declaration of Independence, is to protect the citizens and their God-given rights. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of government. We need to move way back toward that.
Mm-hmm. When you think about the unifying factor, I said, Rita, that it's the unum of e pluribus. You know, what is the one thing that brings the diverse group, immigrants, the vast diversity around our country? I it was quite interesting because I was at church one Sunday, and the pastor, you know, to get kind of a grip of the different cultures and really kind of enlighten everybody else, and I think even himself, because I think he was surprised at how many different cultures were represented. This is in Southern California, okay? So we're in Southern California. There were over 170 different cultures in the pews of that church of about 1,200 people.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. And you're right. What can unite us? What has the power to unite us as Americans from all different countries and cultures and races and ethnicities? We can be united under those good American principles of using liberty to pursue virtue. That's what we should be about.
Yeah, those principles that were clearly articulated in the Declaration of Independence. More from Rita Dunaway after this. Stay with us.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Our conversation with Rita Dunaway continues from her book, Restoring America's Soul, Advancing Timeless Conservative Principles in a Wayward Culture. Listen to what Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator, had to say. Restoring America's Soul defines that conservatism as a philosophy that conserves the things we want to keep, then details what values and principles we must keep and explains how Americans can conserve them. Everyone who calls themselves a conservative must read this book. I haven't read a simpler, clearer description of conservatism or a better indictment of the forces that are trying to destroy the idea that make America great. And listen to what another one of my favorite former U.S. Senators, Tom Coburn, had to say, the doctor himself. He says, the prescription outlined in Restoring America's Soul are just what the doctor ordered for the beleaguered conservative movement. That's quite a laudable acclamation for your book, Rita.
Yeah, I was honored to have Senator DeMint and Senator Coburn endorse the book, and I've had the great privilege of working personally with both of them in my work for the Convention of States project. And I tell you, those two gentlemen are the real deal.
Yes.
You can't hope to have anyone better than that represent you in the government.
Well, short of, you know, what would happen if there was a true bankruptcy, I think this is one of the things that, you know, Donald Trump has brought to the country right now, is that he's able to look at some of the insanity that we've, you know, been dragging along for decades in our government and has been eliminating, whether it's, you know, has to do with regulations. Initially said, hey, we're going to do a 2-to-1 ratio. You know, for every new regulation, we're going to eliminate two, and now we're 22-to-1 is the ratio of the elimination of regulations. You know, and what this president has been relying on are proven conservative principles. And it's working. I mean, look at unemployment. Look at the economy. I mean, you've got 70% of the country saying, hey, we like the Trump economy. This is a good thing. And so even in your book, you talk about, in a sense, and this is also consistent with what we've been talking with. We were talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, who wrote the book Hate Crime Hoax. And he says, Bill, the problem we have is that we're so full of emotion that we're not engaging the intellect. And he's exactly right. And you address this, in a sense, in Truth and Virtue Over Feelings. I mean, truth and virtue is a fact check, as they would say. I mean, it is proven. It's empirical. We see it when we do the right thing, we get the right things. We do the wrong thing, we get the wrong things, right?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And, you know, there was a time not too long ago when it seemed like that understanding was virtually universal among at least the American people.
We used to call that common sense, Rita.
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, just take a look at what are the movies that our kids watch and the songs that they listen to. And I'm talking about even little kids. Mm-hmm. The messaging from our culture today is follow your heart and do whatever feels good to you. Mm-hmm. And that really is a terrible method. That should never be what we teach our kids. We should be teaching our kids to love what is right and to do what is right and to pursue truth and virtue always. And so when you think about how the messaging of our culture has changed to what it is now, where it exalts feelings and this whole idea of choice over truth and virtue, it's not really all that surprising that we're in the kind of situation we're in today.
Yeah, I mean, look at the fruit of it. I mean, you know, loving the one you're with. When I was growing up, you know, these were the songs that were there. You had Free Love, and of course, that gave way to Roe v. Wade. Now we're 60 million babies aborted since, and Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, governments cheering up and down because they pass a bill that promotes infanticide. This is disgusting. This is where we are right now. And my hope and prayer for the next generation is that they are learning at the expense of their parents. They're seeing what is happening to their country. And I got to tell you, I was greatly encouraged, Rita, once again to hear. I didn't get a chance to go to CPAC this year. One of the things that I heard that stuck out very clearly was that there were a lot of young people there. You know, millennials get a bad rap because they're all, you know, the Democratic Party would like to, you know, make them monolithic and homogenize them all into one voting group. But surprising, there are more young people than people realize. I mean, it's the same way like with me. I mean, I get people to say, wait a minute, you're a Hispanic and you're conservative? You know, how does that happen? I go, you are so ignorant of our culture by making that statement, you know, to even have that question, because you don't understand the culture and the very heartbeat of the Hispanic family. This is what happens. So I like sometimes being a bit of bringing a little bit of irony and surprise to people. So,
yeah. Well, you know, you talk about the young people, and I am encouraged by some of what I'm seeing. You know, I do see among the younger generations people who are taking an interest in, well, what is conservatism all about? And the thing is, if we conservatives are doing a good job about talking about the issues, not in an angry, snarky, hostile, frustrated way, but in a patient and gracious and truthful way that promotes understanding. The conservative positions on these issues are compelling, and young people get that. Mm. You know, I think there are so many young people today that get the whole life issue. They understand that a baby in the womb is a human being, mm-hmm. and deserves the protection of the government. And, you know, when we talk about it that way, when we talk about, you know, this is about a human life, it's right. about protecting the legal rights of every member of our human family, regardless of conditions of disability or, you know, socioeconomic status or race or income. We want to protect them all because exactly. every human being has inherent dignity and worth. That resonates with our young people. So we need to be doing a good job talking about the issues.
And the other advantage they have is the technology that we didn't have. Mm-hmm. You know, it was easy yep. for the government and these people to, I say the government, and that's a broad stroke, but there were particular interest groups and even the Supreme Court to misinform us and tell us that it was just, you know, like a tumor. It's just some, you know, yep. tissue mass. Well, these kids, they've grown up with the technology. They go on their cell phones, they go, whoa, that doesn't look like a tumor. That looks like a human being in there. And so their sensitivity, their level of intellect on this issue is so much more advanced than we had in 1973.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what's really tragic to see is even as the science and technology gets better and does a better and better job of, you know, making it very clear to everyone, this is a human baby we're talking about. What we see on the left is not them backing down and admitting, well, yeah, that is a human baby. We need to talk about this again. Instead, we see them double down. We see them talking about not only do we want abortion to be legal, but we want it to become so common that no one even bats an eyelash when someone talks about having an abortion just because a baby wasn't convenient at the moment.
Right.
That is really just tragic to witness, but it is what's happening.
And to your point, that represents about 99% of the abortions that take place today. And if we remember, the core argument in Roe v. Wade was, you know, in the event of, you know, rape and incest
yeah.
and, you know, danger to the mother, then this would be considered. That's about 1% of the abortions. So 99% of the abortions today, to your point, is about convenience. Oh, wrong time, wrong hookup, wrong sex. I really wanted a boy this time. It's a girl. She's out of here. You know, so hashtag that one. But it goes back to what you have written in chapter 3 of your book and what we just touched on earlier. Is truth and virtue are being trumped by emotions. And so when all you have is that, then, it gets very loud. It gets argumentative. But again, this is what conservative teaches us by experience, is that truth and virtue in the long run wins out because you cannot get around it. It is right there. It is endemic to every human being. It's what wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, hey, you screwed up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, what I want people to really understand, and especially younger people, you know, teenagers, college students, what I want them to really understand is that ultimately it is not loving nor kind to the people around us to let them go along believing that following their hearts and, you know, making the choice of death and doing what feels good, it's not loving or kind to let them think that that will end well. Because
exactly.
that does not end well. What ends well is the life of virtue and seeking truth, doing what's right, even when it's hard. So we need to be able to apply a little bit of tough love to our culture today and get real with them.
And the good news is we've got lots of experience behind this, because there are a lot of women, you know, 60 million aborted babies. There's women, there's now a growing number of men who are sharing the truth of their experience, that it's not just tissue and it's just something that's easy to cast aside. That is that's part of the problem with truth and virtue. It needs to be reconciled. It demands it. Rita Dunaway, her book, Restoring America's Soul, highly recommended. It'll be linked on our website. Rita, we got to have you back, because we didn't even get a chance to talk about the Article 5 Convention of the States, okay? But next time we will, I promise. You got it. Thank you so much.
She's happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We all have heard.